after he was elected governor, Scott Walker paid $125,000 to Texas hunter and wildlife researcher James Kroll to recommend changes in the Wisconsin deer hunt. Kroll, also known as Dr. Deer, has been to Wisconsin several times, but didn't come to Madison for the DNR vote today. He instead sent a video of himself talking in an office that had deer heads on the wall behind him. But Walker and Doyle, appointees on the board, still passed a Kroll-backed deer management plan that could eventually allow hunters to phone in their kill and avoid registration stations. The plan also changes many deer management units and sets up county committees to advise the DNR on the deer hunt. DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp says the state isn't keeping things the way they were.
That ain't working, right? I mean, we hear that over and over again. Thousands of people across the state have told me that to do nothing isn't acceptable anymore.
But Stepp's enthusiasm isn't shared by some Democratic lawmakers, white deer protection advocates, and deer hunters. Hunter Ralph Fritch of Oconto County says the DNR didn't get enough input from the hunting community.
While the department still held 35 public meetings and did an online survey, the total number reached by that process was less than 1% of the deer hunters in the state.
The DNR invites hunters to help fine-tune the newly passed proposal and help implement it over the next couple years. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.